Are you tired of the non-stop hustle and grind? Well, welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for business owners who want success without sacrificing life. I'm Libby Langley, your host, award-winning, no BS, straight-talking business coach, Amazon best-selling author, and the queen of easy business. Join me to learn simple and practical strategies for growing your business, your profits, and your confidence, and for having fun too. Here's this week's episode. Hello there, Libby Langley here. Welcome to another episode of Life in Business, the podcast. So let me talk to you today about lead magnets. I know in the previous episode, I talked a little bit about this and gave you the ditching mine. And so I wanted to talk more about that because this is a really kind of important facet in business that I'm kind of choosing to turn on its head here. And I think I'm part of a movement of people who just want utter simplicity and kind of old school approach to business, which is great. You know, I like old school. I'm old, so retro is but yesterday to me and maybe to you too. So lead magnets. First of all, let me kind of just do a bit of due diligence here and tell you what I'm talking about, right? Because you might not know the term lead magnet, but believe you me, you will have been on the receiving end of one. So a lead magnet is basically a thing that you get in exchange for giving over your email address. It's something that will make you give over your email address. And an email address is a hugely valuable commodity in business. Hugely, hugely valuable. Having someone's email address means that you are able to keep in touch with them. You're away from social media, which means that you have far more control and you kind of own that email address, right, for all intents and purposes. So you're not in danger of kind of, you know, losing the email address or losing that form of communication, which you might be with social media. So it's probably the most valuable commodity. And in terms of conversion, then emails are far more likely to bring you clients, nurture relationships with people who then turn into clients, than just using social media. Lots of caveats to that. Depends on the nature of your business, how long you've been in business, blah, 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 who your audience is. But generally speaking, for a sustainable business with good longevity, then email is kind of absolutely your prime thing, right? To be focusing on. So getting email addresses is hard, right? Can be hard because they belong to people. You know, they don't want to give them out willy-nilly. So there's always been, and it's been around for a long time, but certainly it's utterly prevalent now. But I mean, lead magnets have been around for, decades. As long as email addresses have been around, really. But certainly now it's absolutely the norm in any business that you have a freebie on your website that people can get if they put their email address in, and then you keep emailing them, right? That's an absolutely standard process. And sometimes this can be superb, having gated content like that. But a lot of time, it's actually just kind of overused and a bit cynical and kind of not all that nice, not all that nice a place to be. So the way it works is that you put a post on social media, say, download my free guide to creating a lead magnet. Oh yeah, well, I need a lead magnet. I'll get that. So you click, you put your details in the box, you get your lead magnet emailed through to you. So you have a look at that. Might not be any good, really, you know, might not say much. There's probably something in it about booking a call with them or buying something. Maybe even when you were downloading it, you were given a little upsell for something for £9 or £20. And then you're in the system, you're in the funnel. So you'll get an email the next day saying, what did you think of the download? And then you'll get another email the next day with some more information, asking you some more questions. And that's you well and truly in the funnel. And as you progress through the funnel, you'll then perhaps be invited onto a sales call or, you know, invited to join a program or something. And you say yes or no to that, then you'll just get more emails and there'll either be a sale or you'll just unsubscribe, right? So for a large proportion of people who download somebody's lead magnet and go into their email funnel, there is zero value, right, for either party. Because, don't know about you, but certainly I have thought, huh, that sounds interesting, downloaded it, had a quick squeeze, that's the end of it. And then you keep getting emails from this person. You're just like, who is that? And then you unsubscribe. And there's just zero value to anybody in doing that. There just isn't. It's kind of like hoping stuff sticks, right? There's no relationship building at all with it because it's absolutely a numbers game. Because the more people you get into your funnel, the more people who down your lead magnet and then go into your funnel, just the law of statistics says that the more sales you'll make, right? That is true. But it's a constant churn of needing more people to get your to see your lead magnet, to download it. So then you need to look at either posting far more content about it or doing Facebook ads. So you have cost implications there and all of that. And this does, I mean, it can work extraordinarily well, but it's a multifaceted thing and it takes work, it takes effort, and it takes money to do it successfully, right? And I kind of just got tired of doing it all. I got tired of that whole hamster wheel, you know? And so I don't want to do it anymore. So I'm not doing it anymore. So that's the end of this episode. No, not at all. But the different types of things that certainly I have done and you may well have signed up for and you may well have done yourself are these different types of kind of lead magnets. So there's the PDF downloads, standard stuff. There are things like free masterclasses. So you sign up for somebody's masterclass and you get some value and then there's a sales pitch, right? Another thing actually about masterclasses is, and I have done this, right? Okay, full disclosure, I've done this. I was in a program 3 years ago that was possibly the most toxic and damaging kind of online marketing program I've ever been in my life. And it was expensive. It was 15 grand, right? It was awful, awful experience. Met some cool people in it and I'm grateful that I'm still friends with them, but awful experience. And it was very much taught around, everything was about countdowns, timers, scarcity tactics, getting people in, getting people onto your list, and then emailing until eventually they buckled and caved. You beat them down and they bought something. And I never was comfortable with it. But one thing that we all had set up as part of this program was free masterclasses, right? Now, I love teaching. I'm a qualified tutor and I've always taught, 15 plus years. I've always done presentations in my job and I love doing that. So I love running masterclasses and training sessions. That's all absolutely super cool with me. Speaking on stage, all that stuff is great. But the format of these free masterclasses is that you do kind of, you know, they're an hour long. You do 20 minutes introducing yourself and telling your story and the struggles that you've had and how you've overcome them and all that. 20 minutes of, right, here's the content that you actually signed up for. And then 20 minutes of a pitch, a sale, why you can't possibly achieve the value content that I've given you without actually signing up for my program. It's a standard formula, okay? And so I recorded one of these. I think I had 3 or 4 different ones. And used some software called EverWebinar. And EverWebinar allows you to upload a pre-recorded masterclass, but people can choose a time to watch it. So it's like, sign up for my free masterclass. Choose your date, you know, choose the next showing. But the next showing, there's always one that happens just straight away. There's one that happens in about an hour's time. Oh, that was lucky. There's one that's happening in an hour's time. Wow, I can join that. And then there's maybe one later that evening or something. And it's all on autopilot, right? It's all scheduled. It's you could be on holiday, whatever, asleep. It doesn't matter. And you can access it. And I I think this technology is absolutely, completely and utterly incredible. However, I'm always kind of torn, right? Because I love the tech and how possible it makes things and automation and all that. But I also have a soul and have a conscience. And so when I was running these, I had these free masterclasses running. I would get messages from people sometimes saying, oh, I've signed up for the 9:30 and I can't make it. Is there going to be another one? And it's just like, oh, I have to lie to you, really, and just say, well, you know, they're recorded, so yes. And it just felt really uncomfortable. So whilst they were good lead generators, email generators, and they were, you know, they converted. I got some clients out of it. I wasn't kind of comfortable, right? So I ran, I don't know how long I ran that for, maybe a year. I had that going, and I stopped doing that because it just didn't sit right. It just didn't sit right with me. And I did ads that led into the webinar and all of this. So, but something never sat right with it. And I didn't like the fact that people didn't realise it was automated. People didn't realise I wasn't talking to them live, because you can interact. You know, there's a chat function, you can interact. That kind of made me really uncomfortable. And one of the things that I've always really liked about business, or the way I run my business, people I work with, is that live interaction. I've always liked it. The questions people ask, the problem that they've got that can just solve just there and then with one sentence, and it's made such a difference to their business and their life. And for me, it took all that away, which is ironic, because what I talk about is ease and simplicity and, you know, having taking time away from your business and all of that. And automation allows you to do that. But for me, it's got to be balanced with the kind of integrity, I guess, of just not putting the wool over anyone's eyes. You know, I mean, it's not, gosh, this isn't a bad thing. You're still giving value to people and, you know, and helping them. And all the testimonials I had from people who attended all those masterclasses, you know, they're great. And it's made such a difference to them and all of this. But I'm just like, but it just sits a bit uncomfortably. So, and then what happens in, then you go into the funnel. And another thing that this program was insistent about was timers and countdowns and all of this to imply scarcity, right? Cart closes. No, if you want to join next week, you can join next week. But in this email sequence you're in, the cart closes and you must do it. Really, really didn't like that. Bonuses if you sign up in the next 15 minutes and all of this. And it works for sales. Okay, yes, it works, because we all do things at the last minute and, oh God, I'm going to get it now, oh, it's going to be more expensive. It does work as a psychological tactic, but it's a psychological tactic, yeah? Wouldn't you rather that someone is buying from you because they genuinely want and like you and really want you as part of their life than because they saw a Facebook ad and came through a system and then got, not pressured, you know, but kind of persuaded to make the decision. Do you know what I mean? There's something, it's a tactic that's worked and continues to work for people, but for me, it just doesn't kind of sit quite right, okay? And I'd be interested to know which side you're on with this, actually, and how you feel as a business owner looking to increase your email list and your number of clients. And if you use lead magnets, masterclasses, funnels, all of this, and also as a kind of consumer of and being going through other people's funnels and that and how it kind of sits with you. So, yeah, let me know. Instagram at Libby Langley and LinkedIn as well. Just search for me, Libby Langley, you'll find me and message me, because I think it's a really interesting conversation to kind of keep having, really, this about how it affects us and what we feel about it as business owners and as people going through it. Because I know when I've been through people's funnels and I've signed up for something free that sounded really quite useful, and then you keep getting the emails and kind of get bombarded with this stuff, and I feel like just saying, F off, you know, just I've had enough, and then I will unsubscribe. And I know that I'm not alone in that. With some people, there's other people who I've started by downloading something free and then they've bought their program and I'm still part of their world a few years later. Okay, so there's, you know, there are ways to do this that are not so cutthroat and disingenuous. Absolutely. But the value, the important thing for me and for a sustainable business when you work alone, you're a solopreneur, is creating value and connection. And for me, my services are one-to-one, they're high touch, right? Or if I work with a slightly more corporate client, it's still, you know, it's all about talking to them and building what they want, bespoke stuff. So it's very high touch, the work that I do. So if somebody has come into my world because they've downloaded a freebie, they're not necessarily the right, the person who is going to then want one-to-one coaching and support. Do you see, there might be a disconnect. It's more likely that there's a big gap there because, you know, freebie, you know, you get freebie hunters, you get tire kickers, you get all sorts of people like that. And that's kind of volume stuff. So then you get into this volume issue that you need 300 people to go in to get one one-to-one client out. Yeah, and there is a disconnect. I hope that makes sense to you. And this is not all the time, realise that, but this is kind of, I'm talking in general terms here. But for me, value and connection is more fun and it has more longevity to it. So instead of having lead magnets, I've not done a free masterclass for a while. Actually, I did one a few months ago. I did do one a few months ago, but before that, it had probably been a year or two. So it's not something that I'm intending on doing. I might run some paid masterclasses. We'll see. But if I feel like it, because that's the beauty of having your own business, you can do what you like. But certainly the focus for me is kind of on three levels of content. So there's free stuff. Absolutely a believer in putting free content out there. I'm certainly not saying don't create any free content, but I have this weekly podcast, which is high value stuff, right? You know, there's hours and hours and hours. What are we? Episode 42. So that's 21 hours, give or take, of free content that you can listen to that is far more valuable than a downloadable PDF, right? Yes, I haven't necessarily got your email address, but if you're a regular listener to this, you're more likely to recommend it to other people, look out for my other stuff, you know, maybe think about working with me at some point. So it still works, right? Absolutely still works. There's social media, which is free content. So people can connect with you on social media. You can share stuff that's of value to them. And then emails. So I send out a regular email once a week or sometimes a bit more, my Business Bites email, which is full of value, useful stuff, interesting stuff. And you get that if you want to get it, you know, if you request to get it. So the sign up on my website is for this email. It's not for anything. All you're promised is regular useful content, not one specific lead magnet download. And you won't go into a funnel, you'll just get those emails. So it's very, very simple. Very simple. And then the next level is there's some paid stuff, which I have a book. I've written a book also called Life in Business. If you haven't read it, it's on Amazon. Go find it. And so that's paid for, but really inexpensive, right? An access point kind of level. So you can go buy my book if you want. And I have a mini strategy session, which is low cost. So most people will be able to invest in that and get tons of personalized value, bespoke value in a coaching session there. And then the third level is my paid for one-to-one coaching stuff, which is high level. But for me, that's kind of where, you know, that's the ultimate pinnacle, right? That's where everything leads to. It's like a natural progression. And this is the difference in me ditching all the other stuff. The natural progression is you might listen to this podcast, you might buy the book, you might think, do you know what? I'm going to get those emails because it would be quite cool to hear from her every week. And then you might think, do you know what? I'm going to book a mini strategy session because actually I've got a couple of things that I want to get some answers to and I know I can just, boom, because I know that Libby's going to be able to help me because I've already listened to her podcast loads of times and I've read a book and I know her style and I know how she's going to be able to help me. And then after the mini strategy session, you might think, do you know what? I'd really like to work with Libby longer term. I would. So it's a funnel in that it's a kind of flow, a process, but it's not automated to any time scale and nothing is pushed. Yeah. So you might have been listening to my podcast since it was launched 42 episodes ago. And in another year or two's time, you might then decide that you want to work with me. And that's great. It's slow, but it's sustainable. And it just kind of makes the decisions easier for people to decide if they want to work with you or not. It really is the simplicity of something like that, of a business model, of a funnel. And I'm doing it in inverted commas because it kind of isn't, but as a natural progression in terms of, I don't know, what, consumption? Relationship, natural progression of relationship. To me, it's much more honest. It feels much more respectful of people's time, energy, space, what they want, a budget, you know, that kind of thing. It's like, if you can't afford to work with me, that is absolutely tickety-boo, mate. You can listen to my podcast for free. You might be able, you know, buy the book. There's a cost, but it's really small. I can still help you for nothing. Amazing. And so it doesn't feel like trying to sell people stuff all the time, because to me that's what lead magnets are. It's like you're looking at your stats and, oh my god, I love the stats, right? But you're looking at your stats, how many people have clicked on it, how many people have signed up for it, those people who signed up, how many unsubscribed on email one, how many unsubscribed on email two, how many went in to buy, how many people have then bought this instead. And it's just, you look at people as commodities, and I don't like that. And what I help people with is such a kind of intimate thing, this one-to-one relationship with a client. You get to know people so well, they share all their deepest, darkest secrets. And for me, you can't kind of funnel that. It takes that out of it for me. For me, being honest about it, being respectful, will lead to more trust. And also the fact that, I mean, I share warts and all with you in this podcast. So you know that I'm kind of not hiding anything here because, that's one of the things about being autistic and having ADHD is that, if you just don't really necessarily have any filters. So if it helps you in your business by me sharing all this stuff, then I'm happy to share it. I've got nothing to hide there. And building this trust through honest and respectful kind of marketing and value giving, it leads to more connections because people are more likely to recommend you, refer you. You'll get more opportunities because the more people, say if you have a podcast, you know, the more people that listen to your podcast, the more it will get discovered, which means the more likely you're going to be invited to speak at events. Therefore, the more people you'll see, the more people who might buy your book or want to work with you. So it all kind of is part of the mix. And it's less work as well, because you've got fewer moving parts. If you change a link somewhere, it's not going to bugger up your entire funnel and, you know, things are going to stop working. It's lower cost because you don't need as much software to deliver. You can free up your headspace because all you're focusing on is talking to more people and creating the fun content that you like doing. And it's far more sustainable and it's far more likely to bring you the kind of clients that you're able to nurture and develop longer term relationships with than if you're focusing on, you know, £2 leads from Facebook ads getting into a funnel and then just emailing them to death. So until they either die or unsubscribe or buy something just because you won't leave them alone. So I hope that I've kind of explained that well for you and it's given you something to think about, because my goal here is to share my own experience in business. You know, I'm living this stuff too, and after nearly 12 years in business, I've seen and done almost everything, and whatever I can share for you that will help you is absolutely what I want to do. And so utterly lost my train of thought there. So that was really helpful. See, this is why you can't make two things complicated, because you miss out a step. But the reason that I share all this with you is to help you and to support you and to let you know that there is a different way if you want to do it. And it's your business, so you must run it absolutely as you want. And if you want complicated tech funnels and stuff, you go for your life. Absolutely. It's got to be right for you in your business. But I wanted to put forward an alternative view from someone who's been there and done all that stuff, that actually that doesn't feel right. And so I'm not doing it. And really, I kind of don't care what anybody thinks about that, because it's my business and I'm the one who has to live it, right? So yeah, an interesting journey. And I'll keep you updated on all of this stuff to see what's happening. And I absolutely reserve the right to put all these things back in due course, okay? Absolutely. But it's very freeing. And so don't be afraid to ditch some of the stuff that actually doesn't sit right with you. So if you want to get my emails that I've mentioned, regular weekly, if not a bit more emails, my business bites emails, go to libbylangley.com/email and you'll be able to put your details in. It's strategies, advice, guidance that will help you grow your business without a whiff of 24/7 hustle, which you know is what I am all about. Thanks for joining me today. It's been a lot of fun and I'll see you next time. Lots of love. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review, as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram @LibbyLangley. See you next week.